in the from the cycle of new humor. See what we can do, Mr. Shem. Ziyad Vishmaya. The Moria says, Bechidish Din, from Nachman, the 12 at least two. Yisaymim, we're going to call the Yisaymim of the middle guy, number two. Yisaymim Shigobu, Karko, Bechorezayim. Yisaymim, the Yisaymim of number two, went and collected from their labor, who owes their father money, Karko. So the Balchayim, their father, will call them free, he can go back and take the Karko for them. Says the Gemara, Bozebis can take the karka from them. The karka was never owned by the father. The karka was never meshubed. What does he have? Number three, with the karka that was by one the whole time. It arrived now after the guy died. That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Shibud Rav Nosson. In fact, Tosfos, if that's true, so I daf if you collected the karka, you're going to collect my tata. That's Tosfos' kasha. Okay, Tosfos' kasha is that why is the case of Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said a veltz chiddush that if the yisaymim of two collected karka from number one, their leva, their father's leva, that karka in turn goes to number three. And the question on the Gemara is, Rav Nachman, what do you mean? How does that karka? Why are they collecting the same? There it is, meshubit. Why is it meshubit? It was never by the father. How did it become meshubit? It was never by number two. It arrived after two died. So it's a thing called Shibud Rav Nosson. In fact, Tosfos really Shibud Rav Nosson, so then it should be the same thing about Tatum also. Atkan. Just Tosfos' kasha. In fact, Tosfos is in Be'ez of Gornay. Tosfos is in the Rav Sinik, but Tosfos is a Pella. Why is Tosfos a Pella? Hello, that's a double posh, it says the Tosfos, and about he's right. That if the Loive would have Metaltum, if number two would have Metaltum, you would have the bike, and he would die, you can't collect from the bike. Why? The Yershim don't owe three money. I'd have a bike. Talti the Aspi Lomishavi. Veil effect of Ktsois. Madoch. It's a Kabochimer. Madoch if number two had a bike. Bechayov. And he died. And you come knock on the door in the Yershman and say, Hever, you say Mimlach. Give me the bike. They say, what do you mean bike? We don't know your money. Ah, the bike is Meshubit. Bikes are not Meshubit. It's Metaltonum. It's Madoch if number two had a bike. B'chayi chayav, while he was alive. Still when he dies, his malva can't collect that bike. His kolshkein, when he only had a schus on a bike. Kavochemi, when he only had a schus on a bike. For sure they don't collect for it. How could the schus on a bike be better than the bike itself? As a fact, the k'tzois, Akasha would shock the world. Akasha would shock the world. As a fact, the k'tzois, on Tosfos' kasha. Kavochemi. If there was a bike by number two while he was alive and he died, you can't go to the Yerushalmi and say, give me the bike. Hello, I'm repeating again. The Yerushalmi don't owe you money. Elamai, you want to use a din shibut to collect from them? You don't have a oracle. You don't have a shibut or a talpun. So, if he didn't have the bike, he had a schus to get a bike. By the way, I want to point out something. Well, what's the schus to get a bike? It's a way of having a bike. A schus to get a bike is a way of having a bike. I don't have the bike itself. I have a schus to get a bike. We said it, but a schus to have a bike is a way to have a bike. But at the end of the day, we give you a bike. And the bike is not meshubut. As a fact, it says, what in the world is Tosfos talking about? So the Gemara makes sense that karka, which goes from one to two, is a shibud, not a shibud, it's a shibud, but the Bible, as a fact, it says, a pella otzim, he doesn't understand Tosfos. That's one headache in this world famous Tosfos. The other world famous controversies in Tosfos Teretz. So Tosfos says in Teretz, we'll ignore Tosfos' kasha, no? So let's summarize Tosfos' kasha, ignoring the Tosfos' kasha. What's back Tosfos? Tosfos asks that the din of Shibud Rav Nosson should be used not only when you collect the karka, but the talpa also. And for Tosfos, a very long-winded speech, and I'm going to say it over in Tosfos' Teretz outside. And for Tosfos, the only time we say Shibud Rav Nosson, that three can collect things that come from one, again, the stress of Shibud Rav Nosson, it never landed by two for a second, or when it landed by two, it was too late. That three is allowed to collect from one is only when two, that's how I'm saying it, has a very strong, powerful Shibud on one. When two has a very strong grip on one's property, then three could take from two. Then it's called it was by two. When is it called that two has a very strong grip that's ki'ilu biyabay on one's property? That's my character. Why? Watch. One owes two money. One has karka. Whatever one's going to do, two's going to get the karka, correct? Because if one will sell it to Naftali, two will collect it. He'll sell it to Yisachar, two will collect it. So the karka of one is in the grip of two. Albeit it's not by two, it's only by one. But the shibud is a very strong shibud. Very powerful shibud. It's a shibud of biyad. It's mamish by me. It's nothing you can do together. As a shibud, we look at it like it's by two. Mashenki betaltolim. Albeit it's true that two has a shibud on one, but it's not a strong shibud. It's not mamish like by him. Why? Because if one would sell it, what would happen? The pogrom's over. So the grip that two has on one's metaltolim is weak. And we don't say shibud erem nosim. Listen carefully to what I'm saying. Shtein Tosfos, that the nekuda of shibud erem nosim is, you have to remember the rest of your life, the nekuda of shibud erem nosim is that if number two has a shibud on one, it's called as if it's biyadai. And when the grip that two has on one's nechasim is a darga of biyadai, because there's nothing one to do that can take away two's chos, when two has a zas strong grip on one's nechasim, that there's nothing one can do to get it out of two's chos, then three can go take it from two. Because it's already called as if it's already by two. What? Why is it already called by two? Because two has a very, very strong grip. The karka itself physically is not by two yet, it's by one. But two has a zas chos that there's nothing that can be done to take away that chos from. Because even if one will sell it to Shmerel and Beryl, it doesn't make a difference. Two is going to take it. But Mashenki Mavetaltolim, where it's not mamash biyadoi, because one could be mafkiyat from two, so then three doesn't have a right to take it. At Khan, the Tosfos. So we have a Tosfos who said two things. One is, what is the lomdus of shibud erem nosim? What gives three a right to take one's properties? One never owed him money. Teretz Yishtei in Tosfos, because something which two had a grip on, because of his internal relationship between two and one, three gets a grip on that, it's as if it was by two. It wasn't mamash by two. But two had a grip on it. If two had a grip on it, because it's kilu biyada, then three can get a shibud on it and collect it. That's chiddush number one. And then Tosfos says, not every grip is called a grip. A shibud that two has on one's bike is a shvacha grip. Why? Because one could take it away and sell it away, and then you won't have it. It's a shvacha zchus. A shvacha zchus is not called it's by you. So stay in Tosfos that in order for three, I want to stress something again. The Yisrael Shibud Erem Nosim is that three has rights on things which are as if they are by two. That's one. And two is, there's a whole Shulchan Aruch, what's called as if it's by two. I want to split the Chiddush of Tais into two parts. Part one is that the Chiddush of Shibud Erem Nosim is that things which are by two, three has a grip on. And then there's a Shulchan Aruch of what's called that it's by two. To be called by two, it's not enough. You have a shibud. You have to have a strong shibud. A shibud that can't be, that's irrevocable. That's the two halves of this interesting Teretz of Tosfos. One is the general yisoid of how shibud erem nosim works. Three is meshubid, things that two has a grip on. And then there's a chilek, what's called a grip. What's called two has it. That's very important. That's the split of the two parts of Tosfos. What is shibud erem nosim? And then what's called a grip. Now, I have to say something very, very important because there's very few places in Shas where there's a riot to what I'm going to say now. You all know, I'll tell you one of the big ideas of Chayshim Mishpat, which is built out of this Tosfos in a niflidic way. I'm saying what I'm going to say now, it looks like it's off the block, but it's not. It's built out of the Pshat of Tosfos. I have to say it. I can't hold myself in. You all know that the guy owes me money. He owes me $1,000. And they knock on his door, and he has metaltolim, he has karka. And then he sells it all away. Knock on his door, and I say to him, maybe you owe me $1,000. The guy says, I don't have anything. So I go to the lekech. What right do I have to go to the lekech? Have a shiur. If the lekech bought karka, I take the karka. If the lekech bought metaltolim, what's it in? Metaltolim, not meshubur. My rabbi say, let's say the guy didn't sell the bike. I knock on the guy's door, the lever, and I say, you owe me $1,000. The guy says, I don't have any cash. But I have a bike. Can I take the bike? Yes or no? I go to a guy, and I knock on his door, and I say to him, you owe me $1,000. The guy says, I don't have any money. I said, you have a bike. A bike's worth $1,000. There was a bike on the elevator for sale for 1,200 shekel only. It had a poor battery. So, is that the ending? The Ethiopians must have taken down the sign already. So that's not that bike. You hear? I'm asking a question. I go to the guy and I say, you owe me $1,000, you lost the bike. The bike's worth $1,000. Do I take the bike or not? What's it in? Of course, the Gemara says all over, me nay, you can leave a dark aspe. I can take the shirt off your back. I can take the shirt off your back. I would just said that metaltalim are not meshubit. The answer is, they're not meshubit. But I'm not collecting emails meshubit. You owe me $1,000. I can take whatever I want. Anything there. We agree? So, metaltalim, karak is meshubit, and therefore you can buy a lekech. Metaltalim is not meshubit. It's not chal meshubudim on it. Either the rice or the rabbonim. I'm not getting into it right now. But the rabbonim took it off. And then when I go to the guy, Minedi Day, when I go to he himself and he has a bike, of that, I take it, because that's not Midin Jibud. The Ketzesis Simon Amates, Claire is a famous Shiloh. That there's no Shibud on Metaltalim, and therefore I sell a bike to somebody else, I don't have a Shibud. What about Minedi Day? Kolzman, the bike is by him, I have a Shibud? Or I don't even have a Shibud, just I can collect, because he owes me $1,000. Here, Shiloh? Claire is the Ketzesis Simon Amates. What happens when a guy owes me $1,000 and he has a bike? So I'm allowed to collect the bike from him without question because I can take the shirt off his back, by the way. But Kolzman, the bike is by him. There's a shibud also. I have schus in the bike. Or the part is when I knock on the door, I can take the bike. Or do I say no? Avada, I have a schus in the bike. When he sells it, Chazal took it off because Chazal had Rachmanas on the Lakukas. Why by Metalkalim, by the way, is there no shibud? Chazal had Rachmanas on the Lakukas, they removed the shibud because the Lakukas don't hear about it. When you sell Metalkalim, they don't know about it. They didn't know what they were getting themselves into. By Karka, they know. What about me, Nadi Day? Do I have a shibud? Do I have schus in the bike? Or there's a din that when you turn up and you want $1,000, instead of giving you a cash, I'll give you a bike. But it's not a din shibud. Famous says the curse close the shaila. Minedi day by metaltalim. It's midin shibud or only midin glima dal kasbi. I'm taking the shirt off your back. Or I also have a shibud. Kol zman it's by you. If you sell it to somebody else, I don't have the right to collect the bike because chazal mafkir the shibud. But from he himself, is it just a din of instead of paying cash because you owe me money, or it's a shavik kesef type of thing? Or the brothers, no, I have a shibud on it. Kol zman it's by you. I have schosim in it. Bring me a rav in this tesis. Very few places in Shas which address this issue. Bring me a rav in this place. There's many enough communities to this, by the way. We spoke about this in Bumatsiya Daftal in the days. What? Only says? Say better. What did you say? Right. Goes? No. Say better. You're saying good. Say better. Say like a lambda. No, say better. Okay, what? Say better. Say better. You're a lambda. Say better. I heard. Say better. Say better. I heard. I know all that. I pooped today, prepared. In the city of my fair girl, you have to prepare every day. You can't rely on memory. It's so hard. Say better. You're all saying good. I'll tell you what's better, okay? I'll teach you how to learn. It's okay, now listen. It's very simple. Tesis Ali taught us, listen. I'll teach you something. It's a big tesis. These are Shas tesis. Now listen here, listen carefully. Ali tesis said a yesoid, I just stressed. Tesis in his tarot said two chidushim. One chidush is that the yesoid of Shibud of Nosin is that what two has a grip on, three has a shibud on, correct? And then Tosis goes into a discussion, what type of grip? If metaltalim, from the guy himself, you don't have a shibud, so then there's nothing to talk about. There can't be shibud of the Ramdasim by metaltalim. How the two doesn't have a grip on the metaltalim at all. I can go and take the bike, yeah, when? I'll go collect the guy, get the bike. But today, Kayyim Hazeh, two has a grip on the bike, he has a schus in the bike. So if I hold, like many Rishonim hold, Rishonim, that there's no Shibud on Metaltalim at all. Metaltalim are not Meshuvah, period. Chazal removed it. The Raisa, the Rabbanan. So what's the word? Today, number two sitting here, and three, and number one has a bike. One owes him money. The bike is Biyadoi? You tell me, no, it's Yeh Biyadoi. It's not Biyadoi. I have rights in the bike. So is there a tzad in the world that we're going to say Shibud the Rab Nosin on a bike? if the Yisoid HaShibud Rav Nosson is that the rights that two has on one is Ke'ilu two's holding it. He's holding the bike. And then Tais goes into a discussion. Are you holding it, Mamash? You don't hold it, Mamash. You have a grip. You don't have a grip. I don't send you. He's not holding the bike at all. He has no shaykhs to the bike. He has no rights in the bike. He has no schusim in the bike. He has a din that tomorrow, if we'll go collect the loan and the guy won't have cash, he can take the bike. But today, Kayyim Hazeh, you have dinim in the bike. So Tais should have said a much better teretz. The whole Yisoid of Shibud Rav Nosson is that things that two has a grip on, one, three has a shibud on. And two, by metalpul, he doesn't have a grip on metalpul machal because he doesn't have the shibud. Metal, he doesn't deen him in the metalpul. I, if I go collect or get it, yeah, when you'll knock on one's door, you'll take it, you'll get it because it's instead of cash. But kayyem hazeh, not that you have a weak grip. You don't have any grip at all. You don't have schosim in a machal. You don't have any rights in a machal. Tais is a much better teretz. The metalpul, you don't have rights machal. Alamait, mochach from Tais. That I do have a shibud on metalpul. Kol's man, it's by who? By Yana guy. So Kol's man, the bike is sitting by number one. Two has a shibud on the bike. He has chusim in the bike to get the bike. Not just b'toyras minei didei, because I'm taking it from you, you owe me money. I have a chus in the bike. The bike's meshubit to me. Says Taisus, the bike's meshubit to you. So the same way by karka, we see that when two has a chus in the karka is meshubit to three. So when two has a chus in the bike, let that be meshubit. That's only if I learned that he has a chus in the bike. I metalpum don't have shibud. They don't have shibud when they move over to a lokeach. They don't have shibud when they move over to Yisayim. But Kol's man, they buy one, I have a shibud in the bike. Says Taisus, you're right, you have a shibud in the bike. You have rights in the bike, but it's a weak shibud. Why is it a weak shibud? Because there are actions that number one could do that will get the bike out of his hand. So how come that today when the bike is by one, you do have a shibud? And therefore it is epis by two. Two has rights in the bike today. Now the part is, Vival, number one, could sell it, and then you won't have rights anymore. So the grip that two has on one's bike is a shvacha grip. That's not enough to make a shibud for three. Tais a big idea. Stating this Taisus, that calls man the bike is by number one, the right to get the bike is not only b'toiras collection. He has a right to get a b'toiras shibud, which means that now I already have schusim in the bike, which was shafa, which was created by the choyr. That's a big idea. No. Memeila Tais had a tzad that even after he dropped his bomb chiddush, that shibud also means a grip on a grip. That could apply to the metalpum. Also, today I have a grip on the metalpum. Just as I said, it's not strong enough because the inner guy can get rid of the metalpum, and then you won't have a grip anymore. That's not enough of a grip to Mishavah's number three. That's a big idea. Now, one second. Frick the Marshal, one of the famous kashas in Shas, and his teretz is even more shocking. Fine. So that's Tais's teretz. We have a major headache with Tais's kasha, which we'll summarize in a minute. And we have a that's his teretz. Tais's teretz is, let's talk business. 1 second. So why is it that when two collects metaltal and three doesn't take it? Because the din of Shibud HaMasa wasn't set on metaltal because two never had a grip on it. Frick the Marshal, the famous kasha that shook the world. Frick the Marshal, I don't understand. What's the din in a regular case? What's a classic case of Shibud HaMasa? What's a classic case of Shibud HaMasa? 1 owes 2, 2 owes 3. 1 owes 2, 2 owes 3. What happens if 3 knocks on number 1's door and says, you owe 2, 2 owes me, you owe me $1,000. 2 has a bike. Is 3 allowed to collect the bike from number 1 when 2's alive still? Classic case Shibud HaMasa. 1 owes 2 and 2 owes 3. Do we do Shibud HaMasa on Metaltala? How do you know that, by the way, someone? From 5th grade, 6th grade. What? That's what people say? Yeah, I say. In Waterbury, that's what they say. It does suck for me. I'm happy they talk about these things. That's a chiddush. So, the Marshal takes off the duff of Poshit. That's a no-brainer. That the baseline did of Shibud HaMasa that says that when 1 owes 2 and 2 owes 3, 3 knocks on number 1's door and collects from 1, right? What's the lashon of Rav Nosson? Dinu is that 3 can go collect from 1, right? Dinu. When 1 owes 2 and 2 owes 3, Shibud HaMasa, Dinu, what's the lashon of Rav Nosson over here? You're allowed to go collect from number 1, right? Avadi, you're allowed to collect with Altamas. Meforsh, Gemara Kedushin Daf Tes Vav. The Gemara Kedushin Daf Tes Vav says Meforsh, that when 1 owes 2 and 2 owes 3, 3 is allowed to collect from 1, even with Altamas. Effect of Marshal, a heart attack. Do you mean to say that Tosis over here said a Yisoid that Shibud the Rav Nosson of 1 owes 2 and 2 owes 3, that 3 can knock on 1's door, wasn't said by Metaltalim because of the above mentioned Sarah? It's not true. The din of Shibud the Rav Nosson was said Even by Metaltalim, Halei, that's the din. If one owes two and two owes three, Rav Nosson said, what's the Lashon of Rav Nosson exactly? Inayin. What's the Lashon of Rav Nosson? I know. Inayin l'noishe v'chaveiro imane v'chaveiro v'chaveiro sh'moitziin mizeh v'noisnin l'zeh. Moitziin mizeh v'zeh. It doesn't mean dafka karka. Moitziin mizeh v'noisnin l'zeh. It means even Metaltalim. In fact, the Marshal, I understand you. Taisa just said a whole shekel Torah. He said that the dinner should have nothing is why is because two had a grip on one. And whatever two had a grip on, three is Meshabbat. That's only by Karkar, because two never had a grip on Metaltalim. He had a Shibud on Metaltalim. He didn't have a grip on it. So I understand you, says the Marshal. I mean, you tell me there's no Shibud of Nosson by Metaltalim because of the above mentioned shekel Torah that Taisa says? The dinner's not like that. The dinner is that if three, one owes two and two owes three, three goes and knocks on one door and would see him, he's seven, and then there's there. Says the Marshal, a Torah which shook the world even more than the Kasha. Says the Marshal, of course, the Dinah Shibud Abnasim was setting Mamatal to them. And Avada, when one owes two and two owes three, three knocks on one's door and says, give me a bike. Mitzian, he's seven, he's in Lazar. It's like the Marshal, that this you say, that Taisa said, that we only say Shibud Abnasim when two had a grip on it, that's only in the case where number two died. When number two died, and you want to use the Dinah Shibud Abnasim, then you can't go ahead and do it by Metaltalim. Sisrei Torah. What's the chiluk? If you tell me that the aside of Shibud Rav Nosson is based, I'm going to answer your question, Rabbi Benofer. He said it's a mistake. Because the Tosfos over here said that the whole lundus and the whole mechanics of Shibud Rav Nosson is that whatever two had a grip on, three gets, right? And two, part two, that's why I divided the text into two parts, I would say. One is that the Yisoid of Shibud Rav Nosson is whatever two has a grip on, three gets. And two doesn't have a grip on Metaltalim. So if two's alive, two's dead. What's going on over here? What's if two's alive, two's dead? If Tosfos said that the entire mechanism of Shibud Rav Nosson is that three has a right to take things that two had a grip on, and two didn't have a grip on Metal. They said, that's what Shibud Rav Nosson is. Shibud Rav Nosson is because three has a right to take things that two had a grip on. Yeah, on Metal, he doesn't have a grip. So what's the difference if two died, two didn't die? What's going on over here? The Mashos Teretz, by the way, is without question 100% Emes Lamita Shel Torah. There's a shayla about it, that we have a riddle. On one hand, Shibud Rav Nosson works from a Metaltalim. On the other hand, it doesn't work from a Metaltalim. Here we're talking about number two died. When number two dies, then you have to come on to this mechanism. The question is, what's the shot? Make up your mind. How does Shibud Rav Nosson work? Does it work like this? Does it work like that? Decide. So, my rabbi say, we have over here two catastrophes in this Tosfos. Tosfos Kasha doesn't make sense. Tosfos Teretz doesn't make sense. Tosfos Kasha doesn't make sense because what's Tosfos Kasha to begin with? You want the Yisayim to collect Metaltalim? What's it going to help me? Metaltalim asked me, Lama Shabdi. A Shibud on a bike is not better than a bike. What do Tosfos ask? Tosfos should have said a simple Teretz. Watch what I just said. Tosfos should have said a simple Teretz. They collected bikes? It's Metaltalim asked me. The same way, if it falls off the bike, Tosfos Kasha doesn't make sense. Tosfos Teretz, Chal comes along with a massive sheer Klali, that the Yisayim of Shibud Rav Nosson is that whatever two has a grip on, three gets, and by Metaltalim he doesn't have a grip. So the question is, why when the guy's alive, is it any better? What's going on over here? Sisrei Torah, the Kasha doesn't make sense, the Torah doesn't make sense. One of the hardest Tosfos in Shas. We'll start with Tosfos Kasha. On Tosfos Kasha, the Tosfos asked the famous Kasha, what in the world is going on over here? What does Tosfos want? That when number two is Yisayim, when the Yisayim of two are going to get Metaltalim, three is going to collect it, could it be better than the bike itself? As a result of this Kasha, the Ktzeis dropped one of the famous bombs, and he said, you're right. If the Yisoid of Shibud Rav Nosson is that the Shibud that two has on one is Meshubet to three, then a Shibud on a bike can't be better than a bike. So Ktzeis should have wiped away the Kasha with 1 second. A mistake. By the way, who wouldn't have asked the Kasha? The Shibud on one is Meshubet to two, and over here it's a bike, so the ball game's over. Talti the Asmi, no Meshabdi, two died. Therefore says the Ktzeis, the Pshan Shibud Rav Nosson is Bechalan Ander Maisa. The Pshan Shibud Rav Nosson is there. When one owes two and two owes three, the Torah Kedosh says, V'nosan Lasher Osham Blei. One has to give to three because two fell out. One owes three. That means, I want to explain a little bit better. When one owes two and two owes three, since one owes two and two owes three, So three takes over the choiv of two. That means when one owes two and two owes three, so three takes over the choiv of two, and now one owes three. It's a chain. The Baal one owes two, and the Baal two owes three. So the pasuk teaches me, we skip two. Two's not in the picture anymore. We jump straight from one to three. One owes three the money. One owes three the money. So the reason why three goes to one and knocks on his door and says, Rebbe, you owe me money, is because you owe me money. You owe me money. Two fell out. Two disappeared. Torah shortened the process. The Ketzai says three nafkaminas, according to his pshat. Three shocking nafkaminas. In my opinion, the third is the most shocking. The first chiddush the Ketzai says is, in different places, that first of all, number two can't be multiple one to one anymore. What happens? One owes two, two owes three. We activate and press the button of Shibud HaMnasim. Two says, I'm Michael number one. You can't be Michael, says the Ketzai. You're not a Baldover anymore. One owes three, not you. Can you imagine? You can't be Michael. One doesn't owe two, two owes three. Not green number one. Not green number two. Three comes to collect the loan from one. Number two comes running along with cash in his hand and says, don't bother one. He's my friend. Here, take the cash. I owe you the money. I'm paying you back the loan. Yeah, that case. Number two comes to three and says, here, I'm paying you back the loan. Says, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. Can you imagine? You don't owe me money anymore. I don't have to take your money. I want to go to one. I want to get one's land. You want to get one's land? I owe you the money. I'm paying you back the loan. You don't owe me money anymore. Can you imagine? The Ketzai says number two is not Matzil Suki Bezuzi. Normally the thing is that if I come collect money, you can pay money, right? Two can't pay the loan. What do you mean? Two says, I owe you money. Here's the money. Don't bother one. No, no. Three can brush two off and say, you're not my Bardova anymore. Go fly a kite. He owes you money, not you. Nafkarina number two. And the worst Nafkarina of all is the following Nafkarina. A little bit of Yiddishkeit. How do we know Moira Borisai, Shibudah Nelson? You also the pasuk says V'Nasan LaAsher Osham Le. Since I presume none of you trouble to look it up, I'll tell you where the pasuk was said and what the Ketzai says about the pasuk. It's nothing less than shocking. The pasuk was said in the parsha of Kfiras of Ashuas HaPikoton. What's the case? I'll tell you the case. Reuven went to Shimon. Listen to the story. By the way, I'm going to faint for what I'm going to say. Nothing less. Reuven went to Shimon and said, you owe me $1,000. Shimon said, I don't owe you $1,000. Reuven said, you forget to swear? He swore. He swore I don't owe you $1,000. And then two Adam said he was lying. So Shimon is chayav a korban oshem, you all know that. Right? For sure as I call them. He has to pay a keren back to the Reuven and a chomish. He has to eat on a fifth. So how do we know Shibudah Deram Nosim? Because the pasuk says, V'nosan lasher osham loy. It doesn't say you give back to the guy who lent you. Osham is a weird pasuk. V'nosan lasher osham loy. You give it back to the one who's owed. From there, Nosan learned out that you don't give the money back to who? To number two, to Reuven, the one. You give the money to who? To three. V'nosan, yeah, you give the money to Asher Osham loy, to the guy all the way at the beginning of the domino, of the train. Says the Ketzai, a very interesting shayla. Who do you pay the chaymish to? The nosan lasher osham loy. You pay the malver. Sorry, you hear the story? Reuven came to Shimon and said, you owe me $1,000. Two came to one. One swore falsely, said, I don't know. He lied. He has to pay keren plus the chaymish, plus the carbon. So the carbon he brings, the keren he pays to who? To number three, the malver of Reuven. The nosan lasher osham loy. I don't pay to the one who lent me the money, but the one who... What about the chaymish? What do I say about it? Who do you pay the chaymish to? You have to pay the chaymish. Who do you pay the chaymish to? To the guy you lied to, right? Who do you lie to? Two or three? Pashtas, you lied to two. Two's your baldova, right? So I could hear that the money that you pay to three, because he's the malva of the malva. But if I learned the standard pshat and shibud of Nelson, that one owes two and two owes three, just two schos and one is meshubit to three, so one owes two, not three. So if I do the chaymish, you'll pay to two. The money, which is the money of the choiv, you'll pay to three. Because three has a right to collect what two has by one. But the choimish is the one you lied to. I lied to two. I didn't lie to three. If I learned that the pshat of Shibud HaMnasim is one owes two, two owes three, and three is mishabit, two is rights to collect from one. But one owes two, one doesn't owe three. So according to the standard pshat, one will pay the money to three because I owe you the money. But the choimish goes to the guy who I lied to. The guy who I lied to is number two, is Reuven. he's my baldover. I owe money. I don't owe three money. Since the Ksois no, but Nelson Lash Oshanoi means you give everything to three. I give everything. The Karen, I understand, because I owe two and two owes three. So three cuts me. What about the Chaimish? I didn't like the three. I have nothing to do with three, Bechal. Three is collecting because it's taking them to the Schosen. Says the Ktois, if I see that the Chaimish, which is for the Aveira, you paid the three, it means the Aveira was perpetrated copy three, not copy two, because two is not about over anymore. I don't owe two anymore. Can you imagine? I paid the Chaimish to three. Because I lied to three, I swore falsely to three. Vector Hakasha, I lied falsely to three. I lied falsely to two. I don't owe three money. Three collects what two collects for me. But I owe two. Stay nain. I pay the chaimish to three. But nasan lash oshanah. You give everything to the three, to the oshan, to the guilty one, to the one who's owed. Vector says the Karen, I understand, because three collects from two, what he's supposed to collect from me. But the chaimish is the guy who I lied to. The line was done copy two, not copy three. I don't know three money. Says the Ktois, it's a riot to my Yisoid, that the Yisoid of Shibudu Ebel also means one of those three, and three is not a player, two is not a player, at kedekach, that the Chaimish doesn't go to him. So two can't pay money and buy out, two can't be Meichel, and two doesn't get the Chaimish. I would have to add on to you, as part of your general knowledge, what's called, in where you come from, Yidiyos Klolios. I have to add on to you, what's the motivating factor for the Ktseis to learn this extreme pshat that Shibud Reb Nosson, that one owes three, with three bombastic nafkaminas, that two's not a player anymore? So the Ktseis says, I'll tell you what's pushing me to say this, besides the drosha that you pay the chaimish. I'll tell you what it is. The Ktseis asks a famous kasha, which all the Rishonim, all of the Shas dealt with, but I have to tell you this. In fact, everybody, the Ran, the Ritva, the Rajma, different places in Shas, why b'chlal do I need a pasuk to teach me Shibud Reb Nosson? Why do I need a pasuk to teach me Shibud Reb Nosson? Why do I need a pasuk to Shibud Reb Nosson? I'll tell you the story, the classic story of Shibud Reb Nosson. The classic story, okay? Classic story of Shibud Reb Nosson is that one owes two, two owes three. Three knocks on two's doors and says, Rebbe, you owe me $1,000. So two has to pay, correct? But now two doesn't have cash. So what do? We check the house. What do you have in the house? You have a car? We'll take it. You have a piano? We'll take it. You have shirts? We'll take it. You have Reisman's black and white, it's worth $1,000? Because Adam was hungry? We'll take it. What happens if the guy's house is empty? Nishkin piano, nishkin car, nishkin black and white car, nishkin, but he has one thing. In his safe, he has a chayiv that Reuven owes him $1,000. He's holding on to it. He's prepared to die, anorexia, but he has a chayiv. Yeah? Can I take the chayiv? I can take his car, yes. I can take his bike, yeah. I can take his piano, yeah. I can take his cake, yeah. Can I take the chayiv that he has? Why not? So what are you in the pasuk for a Shibud Reb Nosson for? The same way I can take his house and his car and his bike and his shirt, I can take a chayv. He has an asset in his sitting in his dining room called $1,000 chayv. So of course I can go knock on one's door. I'll take the chayv and knock on one's door. From there, the Ktseis learned out, the answer is that you could do for sure. The Chiddush Shibud Reb Nosson is that one owes three directly and two is not a player, b'chal. The engine that pushed the Ktseis to this extremism, doesn't go through two. But it's a direct hit from one to three, is because if it goes through two, I need a pasuk for that, says the Ktseis. Of course, three goes to two, takes the chayv, like he takes his bike, and he takes his car, and he takes the shirt off his back, like the Gemara says, I take your chayv. And then I can march over to one and two. Like, you owe me $1,000. I owe you $1,000. The answer is, yeah, I collected the chayv, and now I'm taking it. Yeah, my son. Says the Ktseis, so what do you need a pasuk for? Now, the worry Shainu who answered, by the way, you can collect somebody's shirt, and their bike, and their car, and their piano. You can't collect the chayv. Why not? It's not good for a moment. You can only collect things which are tangible, monetary objects, not things which are chayvus. Whole topic. The Ktseis are not like that. So the Ktseis says, what are you the pasuk for? The answer is, because one owes three. That's why, that's the answer. You ask me, what's the chiddush? Who cares? I just have three nafkaminas. Who do you pay the chaymish to? Could two pay cash and get out of it? And could two be Michael? So the Ktseis, this is what Tosafot held.
If Taisus held that the lumbus of Shibud Rav Melson is the grip that two has on one, three gets, so it can't apply by Metaltolim. You have the Kolshkein. Madach, if two had a bike before he died, if you don't take the bike, it's Kolshkein, it's Chus on a bike. What are you talking about? I have something major to add on now. He said the Helig Ktsais, but Taisus held like me. This is, by the way, the Ktsais' main variety. Taisus held like me that Shibud Rav Melson is that three owes one. One owes three. Two's not a player anymore. So if one owes three, watch this. So, is there a problem of Metalti Yashmi Lameshavdi? If one owes three directly, is there a problem of Metalti Yashmi Lameshavdi? Why not? Because I'm not collecting Yashmi Shubadim. I'm not collecting from the Yusayim. I'm collecting from one. One has a bike. With Akasha, give me the bike. It says that the Yusayim already collected the bike. It says the Yusayim collected the bike. Zaktik says they had no right to collect the bike. They had no right to collect the bike. Why didn't they have a right to collect the bike? Because they're number two, and number two is out of the picture. Give the bike back to one. I would talk about a case where they collected the bike. That was Taisus Kasha. The answer is, says the Ktsais, their collection won't be anything. Because they have no right to collect the bike. They're not players anymore. Two was kicked out of the picture. So Taisus Kasha was, if you belt the Yisrael of Shibud Rav Melson is that 103, why Karka Yang and Metaltel or not? Three knocks on one's door and says, you owe me $1,000. Have a good day, give me a back. Metaltel, you asked me Meshabdi. What Metaltel? What Meshabdi? I'm not collecting us Meshabodim. We just agreed that I can knock on somebody's door and take a back. That was this cash. I was talking about a case where it already arrived by the Yisraelim. You said I have to give it back. They're not players here. The whole Gvi is nothing. We knocked number two out of the box already here. So what are we left with? One and three. So three goes to one and says, give me the bike, give me the land. In fact, it's Akasha, why Dafkulin? Maybe only Karka. Maybe why Dafkulin? That'll be Metaltum also. Because the Yisrael Shibud Rav Melson is that one owes three money. So three knocks on one's door and says, give me what you have. Metaltum, Karka. One second. He's asking Akasha on the Gemara, and his Kasha was, why Dafka land? And Metaltum also, because the collection of the land has no meaning. You know what I said? He didn't. I said there's no difference. In Achanami, it's Lav Dafka. That's what the whole thing is. In Achanami, same. Azei Zok, the Ktsois Pshat in Taisus. Now, the famous heartache with the Ktsois Pshat in Taisus is, what's the famous heartache now? So what did Taisus answer? I'll say it in the most cynical way possible. And for Taisus, no, it can't work by Metaltelin because two didn't get a grip on it, so three can't get a Shibud on it. Right here I want to say, two didn't get a grip on it? Who's two? Two's out of the picture. That's the way to ask the Stira on the Ktsois. The Ktsois says that the only way to understand Taisus' Kasha was, the Ktsois taught us that the only way to understand Taisus' Kasha was, the only way to understand Taisus' Kasha was to understand that one goes directly to three because two's not a player anymore. Otherwise, what do you want? As Metaltel Diasmi, two died. The answer is one's chayav to three. So what is the answer? Two didn't have a grip on it. Who's two? Two didn't have a grip on it. Who's two? Who's two? Two's not a player, Bachal. Says Taisus, the whole Yisrael of Shibud Rav Melson is because whatever, two has a grip on, three has a right to have a grip on also. But just that cough, two's not a player here, Bachal. Two's not in the picture. What in the world did Taisus answer? Is a chayav. The Ktsois, by the way, says something which Rabbi Zainu never understood, so they didn't understand. I don't understand. So we're going to go with the gang, Rekach Kibal and Rabbi Zainu, that the Pashtus in Teresis is a Teres, it's a Raya Muchachas She'ena Le'atruva, that the Yisrael Shibud Rav Melson is not 3-1, it goes through 2. Whatever, 2 has a grip on 1, 3 gets a grip on, and then 2 has to have a grip. We're going to go with Teresis Teres. And by the way, so then Taisus Kasha is a palace. What does this ask? If you know that it goes through two died, is he saying, and then a Shiva on a bike can't be better than a bike. Sorry, he ain't got, let me put that on the side now, okay? Taisus Kasha is Shver. We had the Taisus had built out of the Taisus Kasha of Velksi side, and we're saying it's very Shver. Now we start. So what did Taisus say, Tachos? I don't know what Taisus says, okay? I don't know. We'll see. But Taisus said a Yisoy, let's talk about Taisus Yisoy now. So Taisus is that when number two is Yisoyim and collect Metaltelim, we can't say Shibud Rav Melson because Shibud Rav Melson means that whatever two had a grip on, three gets a grip on, two never had a grip on Metaltelim, and therefore three has no right to take it. At Kan Taisus. In fact, the Marshal, really, it's not true.
You mean to say, Frakta Marshall, do you mean to say that the dinner of Shibuda and Lassen wasn't said by Metalto? It's partially not true. It was said. Three clecks in one, Metalto. Or better said, if two doesn't die and two takes Metalto, three takes it from him. Says the Marshall, Taisus, what are you talking about when number two died? When number two died, there you need the grip. And the question is, what are you talking about? You have two shot of Shibuda and Lassen. If Shibuda and Lassen means a grip, then it wasn't said by Metalto. If it doesn't mean, it might be mined. But I care if number two died or not. So I'm going to leave off the kash of Taisus Shver. We have the Taisus kasha with the Taisus teretz with the Shver cut and the Taisus. I want to focus now on Taisus teretz. The Marshal's kasha. We say Shibuda and Lassen by Metalto or not? Says the Marshal. Of course we do. If you can go to one and take a bike, but when two died, you can't. Why not? What happened? I want to hear from Abasher. He had a massive shtickle Torah to answer the Marshal's kasha, which is based on many, many yesaidas in Chayshim Mishpat. I'm going to begin. Said Abasher, a bunch of yesaidas. Bear with me now. A whole binyan. We'll start. Okay. Start already. This is it. What? I have 10 minutes. We'll start. Listen carefully. Think before. So like this. Avada and avada, the Yisrael Shibuda Dam Nasin is, like Taisa says, whatever two has on one, avada and avada, three gets. Fine. Go slowly. Said Abasher, two has on one, two different things. Two has on one, two different things. And that's where he said his chiddush. There are two things that two has on one. Two schuyos that he has on one. The first thing is what we call in Yeshiva Shesprach, Nomoy Ligavach, Ba'azra's Dvorah. When Reuven lends Shimon $100, so the Gemara says all over, Reb Nochum used to say this all the time, what does it say all over in Shas when a Malva comes over to live? What's the Lashon that says all over in Shas? Mane li biyotcha, I have $100 by you. I have $100 by you. What does that mean? I can have $100 in my pocket. I can have $100 by you. You ask me, where's that $100? It's in my accounting books. I have $100. By the way, if the guy was writing out his assets, one of the assets he has is $100 of loan. It's by the other guy. Mane li biyotcha. I have $100 by you. So, number two has $100 that's sitting by, That's the first thing that two has on three. Now, without two has $100 that's sitting by number one, we activate the Dinashibu Dhamnasan. This is track level one, Shibuda Nelson. Watch. One owes two. Two has $100 of Choyv money by one. Three gets that. We just said, whatever two has a grip on, three gets. Moirav Rabbi say, does two have a grip on that Choyv? On the Choyv he has a grip? For sure. By the way, is there anything that could be done to get rid of number two's grip on the choiv? On the choiv itself, on the money, nothing can be done. One owes $100 to Shimon. There's nothing that anybody can do that's going to eradicate and take away that money. The money, the financial value of $100, two has by one. And two has a grip on it. He has a zag grip on it, that there's nothing in the world that can happen, that anybody can do to remove that from him. Nothing, there's nothing action that one is going to do that's going to change that reality that I have $100 by you. So on the choiv, said Rav Asher, two has a grip. Tosfos said you don't have a grip at all. On the choiv, he has a grip. Although I have $100 by you that's not movable, not budgeable, not escapable, not get rid of a bull. That's a yodai. I have $100. I'm two. So three gets a grip on that $100. Now, my rabbi say, if three has a grip on the $100, could he take a bike from one? For sure. For sure. He has the harif. He has the manali biyotcha. So he turns up to number one and says, Rebbe, I have your manali biyotcha. The guy says, I have your manali biyotcha. I don't know, like the place that holds this direct. I don't know your money. He says the guy, no, you don't know the other pshat of Avi Amaritz. Because the air conditioning wasn't working there. You didn't listen. Of course you don't owe me money, but you owe him. And I took the money. I knock on number one's door and I say, Rebbe, yo, I have your money that he had by you. Give me the money. Give me the bike. So when number two is alive, number three can take a bike from one. I don't have a grip on the bike. I don't have a grip on the bike, but I have a grip on the money. And the grip on the money allows me to take the bike. So when Reuven is alive, my rabbi say, Shibudim doesn't work exactly the same way. Whatever you have, I have a grip on, I take it. But what do I have a grip on? What's up with a grip? On the $100. So I take the $100 that was sitting by two, and I go to one. And I say, Rebbe, give me the bike. The guy says, what bike? I don't have your money. No, but I have your money. I took the money, because two had a grip on the money. He was holding your money, and I took it. Now give me the bike instead of the money. On that, I don't know the pshat of Tosis that two didn't have a grip on. Of course two did have a grip on it. Why? Because what are the litmus tests of Tosis? What do I need to have a grip that nobody can take it away from me, correct? There's nothing that one can do that can get out of the money. The money is always going to be by the money? The financial $100 is not budgeable. There's nothing you can do to get it out of me. So I have a grip, an iron grip on a money libiotcha, and three takes that iron grip and knocks something through. I might probably say, tragedy strikes. And two died. Two died. So now, what happened? Who has the money? Who has the money? You save him. Three can't collect the money. Why? Talta di asmi, let me show you. So when number two's alive, I don't need the shibud on the shibud to collect from one. I could take the root of what? My rabbi say, I could take the root of what? I could take the root of the what? Of the mana. Take the root of the mana. I have a grip on that. I have a grip. On that, hold the high grip. It's not negotiable. There's nothing that number one could do to get out of it. So I knock on number one's door. The minute the two dies, the mana goes to who? To the assignment. The mana itself is metaltolim. It's like the father left over a bike. So when the guy's alive, I do the shibur on the shibur on the money. The money he had a grip on. But when he dies, the ball game's over. So all says is kasha. All says is teretz. When did Tosis say this, you say that you don't have a grip? Because Tosis wasn't handling the money. When the guy dies, you don't have the money. Because the money turned into metaltolim. What was Tosis handling, by the way? Not the money. Halei number two has another right in number one. What's the other right that he has in number one? Can't say the Balshur. Besides the choyv that he has of money to be otcho, he also has a schos in the bike. Number two has two things on one. He has the money, which works, because on that I have a grip on. Then he has another thing that he has on number one. He has a schus in the bike, what's called a schus gvir. In English, it's called a shibur. I have a shibur on the bike. So three says, okay, the money that you had a grip on is not around anymore, so they asked me. What about the shibur on the bike? Now you'll all tell me and say, wait a minute, the shibur on the bike is not better than the bike. I know that. That's cash. I'm aware of that. There has to be an answer on it somehow, okay? Obviously, the shibur on the bike doesn't have a problem with a bike. Go break your heads. There's a terrace on it. Doesn't interest me right now. That was the Ksesis Kasha. I know that. Our Kasha is not coming out to answer the Ksesis Kasha. Coming to answer the Marshal's Kasha. For some reason, a shibur on a bike doesn't have a problem with Talti Diasmi. Agreed? For some reason. All I say is Kasha is get off the ground. The Kasha is a different Kasha. That if you're telling me a new Yesoid
that we only collect from one when I have a grip. And metallic to limb, I don't have a grip. So why would the guy's alive can I collect from one? The Terence sees that when the guy's alive, I'm collecting from one, not because of the metallic to limb, I'm collecting because of the money. And the money I have a grip on. That's the shot in the marshal.
Yeah?
So, Tosis said at Yesoid that if you want to use metaltalim, you want to use the Yesoid of Amnosin to collect metaltalim, you can't because two didn't have a grip. I Mechaim, you collect metaltalim. Because in Mechaim, I'm not using the grip on the metaltalim. I'm using the grip on the mana. And the mana I have a grip on. And I could use the grip on the mana to get a bike. But after the guy dies, the mana's not a player anymore. A grip hobach, but it's metal to the asmi. Now I'm coming to take the grip that two has, not on the mana, but on the bike. The bike, for some reason, doesn't have a problem with metal to the asmi. That was the Ktesis Kasha. So Ktesis, the bike, you don't have a grip on. Because the bike, the guy could sell. So Ktemarsho, that this is side of Ktesis that I can't use metal to the asmi. I can't use Shibudu Amnosin to get a bike. It's only when the guy dies. Because when the guy dies, then I can't use the grip on the choiv. The choiv is metaltalim. I can only use the grip on the bike. And the bike, you don't have a grip on. When the guy's alive, so the it's not the pshat, it's two pshatim of Shibudu Amnosin. Shibudu Amnosin means whatever two has a grip on, three can take. Just when the guy's alive, so then I can have the grip on the money itself, and that two has a grip on. When the guy dies, the money's metaltalim, the money's not a player anymore. So what's the hakarai here? What about the grip that I have on the bike itself? Like we said earlier, I have a shibud on the bike. And that's why he says you don't have a grip on the bike. You'll ask me and say, what do you mean? The bike is also metal to the asmi. I know that's the ksais kasha. That respect the ksais. I'm not coming to answer that. I'm coming to explain how could it be that while the guy's alive, I can take a bike. And when the guy's dead, I can't. The answer is because I'm utilizing two different grips. On the mona or on the bike. For Asbias Vareh again tomorrow before we start the next piece of Gemara. Tonight in Mirtz Hashem, we will continue our special Vad at 11:45 on Malfius, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah Bol Neinu L'Tovah.